Welcome to Holy Week Prayers for Friday Vespers. I'm Jay Jansen. Before we pray together, I have a few instructions. Have at hand a box into which you can pack away the items of your family altar. If you have any large religious icons or symbols in your house that can't be packed up, have a dark cloth large enough to drape over those items. Have a basin of water and a washcloth available as well. Next, feel free to pause the recording at any time, especially in those moments of listening silence. If you're with a group, you don't have to use the recording. You may have different people read different sections, or you may have a leader read the light print and have the group read together the text in bold print. Finally, where you see what looks like a plus sign, you may wish to make the sign of the cross. And now let's pray together. If you're following along with the printed liturgy that accompanies this recording, please read the text that is in bold print. Call upon God. In the evening, in the morning, and at noon, utter your complaint and lament. God, who is enthroned of old, will hear. I spread out my hands to you. My soul gasps to you like a thirsty land. O Lord, make haste to answer me. My spirit fails me. Do not hide your face from me, or I shall be like those who go down to the pit. As for me, this is my prayer to you, at the time you have set, O Lord. In your great mercy, O God, answer me with your unfailing help. Let not the torrent of waters wash over me, neither let the deep swallow me up. Do not let the pit shut its mouth upon me. Answer me, O Lord, for your love is kind. In your great compassion, turn to me. His spirit and his life he breathes in all. Now on this cross his body breathes no more. Here at the center of everything is still, spent and emptied, opened to the core. A quiet taking down, a prizing loose, a crossbeam lowered like a weighing scale, unmaking of each thing that had its use, a long withdrawing of each bloodied nail. This is ground zero, emptiness and space, with nothing left to say or think or do, but look unflinching on the sacred face that cannot move or change or look at you. Yet in that prizing loose and letting be, he has unfastened you and set you free. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault in thought and word and deed, in what I have done and in what I have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me all my offenses, and grant that I may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Pause your playback device, and in the silence be attentive to what God wishes to communicate to you. The Lord has not despised nor disregarded the poverty of the poor, has not turned away his face, but has listened to the cry for help. For God alone my soul in silence waits.
Forcibly after the perversion of justice he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? He was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. They made his grave with the wicked and his tomb with the rich. Although he had done no violence and was no deceit in his mouth, it was the will of the Lord to crush him with pain. He made his life an offering from sin, doing everything the Lord had planned. Now the servant will live to see his own descendants, and through him the will of the Lord will prosper. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. Through what he has experienced, my righteous one, my servant, will make many righteous ones. As he himself carries the burden of their sins, therefore I'll reward him extravagantly the best of everything, the highest honors, because he poured himself out to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressor.
For God alone my soul in silence waits. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and quietly go through your house and gather all icons and religious symbols that can be easily moved, crosses, candles, prayer beads, flowers, linens, and so on. Pack these items away in the box you have at hand. Use the dark cloth to drape over any other items that are too large or permanent to pack away, such as wall art, door wreaths, and so forth. Finally, remove all items from the table where you've had your altar, and together wash it thoroughly, leaving it bare until Easter morning. Take a quiet moment to observe the barrenness. Which barren situations can you think of that cry out for new life? Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. May the Lord Almighty grant us and those we love a peaceful night and a perfect end, and all for your love's sake. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord, it is evening after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. The night is dark. It is for stillness. Let our fears of the darkness, of the world, and of our lives rest in you. Let us be still in your presence. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all who are dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, and new possibilities. Amen. Pause your playback device, and in the silence, let yourself come to rest in God's presence. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.